Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin, again, that's facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin, And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. And please check out my archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today, I am just going to give you guys a short, simple, sweet, profound one that I title A Year in Advance. A Year in Advance. As a recording of this, it is now the year 2021. And 2020 definitely was a year of challenge and change for a lot of us. This will be basically a culmination of, I guess, many things that I spoke about and how they can tie in and perhaps help you with your personal philosophy, way of life, behavior pattern, in order to give you perspective and traction for the new year, that you may experience and achieve what you need to achieve. And so here we go. I guess it's more of a blessing or admonition. But I was thinking about what did I really just have to directly, profoundly address my audience? And it was a little bit of a challenge because I live off of a personal philosophy that less is more. So far, it's been proven to be effective for me, and it's allowed my life to get more of a solid foundation in order to build what needs to be built in order to get me where I need to go, or to structure it in ways that I can achieve what I need to achieve. And so it's both a review and looking forward. So here we go. Let's see what happens. I'll be just as surprised as you guys. So what did I talk about in 2020? You know, I talked about a lot of things, and they happen to simply tie in. I talked about the profound effect of sexual politics upon society and just general life, the interactions between men and women for getting what they desire, what they need, and sometimes in less integrity related situations, what they need out of each other without giving certain things in advance or shifting over the natural primal sexual attractions that we have each other, which is perfectly human. May sexual politics work in your favor, and may your choices within the environment in a sexual political way reflect your utmost integrity or become profound lessons in what you deal with. I talked about actual politics, and I talked about the headwinds and tailwinds, and may those work in your favor, or may they become profound lessons, or may you be able to adapt to the headwinds that may come in the shifting political environment. I talked about the art of doing and reflecting, and how sometimes it's best to take more action, sometimes it's best to take more reflection. May you know how to shift on the go in the cycles, in the patterns in your life, so that you can advance the most, both internally and externally. I talked about definitely my thoughts on currency, and how, along with whatever you decide to do to obtain resources in this environment, that you also do it with the most efficient use and the most efficient understanding of currency and resources, that you may continue to advance and establish yourself and be of good help to others. I talked also about what else? Those are the most profound things that I spoke about this past year, and they all tie into each other because they are all reflections of our life. This is quite sentimental because I just recently had the passing of a parent, and a lot of the things that I think about and I reflect upon were not necessarily told directly by my parents. They were just lived out. And when it comes to the passing of a parent, these things, especially a parent that was pretty darn good, you realize that more may have just been done in your presence than said, and somehow, some way, you picked up on that, and you either chose to accept it, reject it, or modify it. And so these life's philosophies, these life's understandings through experience become integrated in your life and help you navigate the experience that is your life. So I guess, in short, along with this year in advance, it's also a dedication to both of my parents who now have passed on. Alvin Hollinger Jr., my dad, and Barbara Hollinger, my mother. So let's look forward to the coming year. May you work it well. May you let go of those things that were challenges or held you back. And may you embrace those things that can enhance you and advance you. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Alvin Hollinger III. Of course, background music from the talented Mr. Free Will. You can always reach out to him at his email, which is FR33WILL. Lightwalker, FR33WILL at gmail.com. Lightwalker, FR33WILL at gmail.com. And let's see what this year brings, ladies and gentlemen. Again, next time. Peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.